Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Guess what today is? It's Saturday, which means there's a new Kids Animal Stories adventure. So make sure that you check out that story right after this one. Well, today's story comes to us from Oliver. Hey, Oliver! He sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too! Let's go! Hey, Oliver, it's time to come in. I think it's about to start to rain.
What? Really?
Said Oliver. Oliver was playing in his backyard and was having a lot of fun, but a whole bunch of really dark clouds were rolling in and drip, drip. Oh no, it's starting to rain. His parents were right. Oliver ran inside as fast as he could. Crash! There was a big lightning and thunder crash. And all of a sudden, it's like the clouds opened up and it started to pour rain. Have you ever been outside when it starts to rain? Sometimes it's almost like you can smell that it's about to rain, right? Yeah, it has a certain smell and it feels kind of wet in the air, and you can watch the clouds come in and get darker. And yeah, there's all kinds of ways to know that it's about to rain. Well, Oliver just made it back inside, and now what is he gonna do? What do I do? I don't know what to do. I was playing and having so much fun outside. Is there anything I can do? Oliver was a little frustrated and just didn't know exactly what to do. Ooh, Oliver, there's a box downstairs that I found that's really, really old and full of some cool old things like books and all kinds of things. Why don't you go check it out? Okay. Oliver ran downstairs and he didn't know exactly what they were talking about, but he found the box that was sitting in the middle of the basement floor. His basement was a kind of a cold, dark place. There were some lights, but it was a concrete floor and there really wasn't like a lot of things to play with down there. But I guess this box, there was something interesting about it, and it looked different. Like, it wasn't a cardboard box. It was an old wooden box. Probably too big for Oliver to pick up, and it was pretty heavy, but he started to look through it. It was a little dusty. Whoa, check this out. Wow. Oliver pulled out some magazines that were black and white. Like, they didn't have any color on them at all. Wow, these must be really old. Look at this. Oliver kept pulling out all kinds of things that he'd never seen before. And all the way at the bottom, there was something shiny. He tried to pull it out, but it seemed really heavy and kind of stuck on stuff. So he had to pull all the other stuff out of the box. All right, what is that? He reached down and pulled it up with two hands and... Whoa! What in the world is that? It was really dusty, but it looked like some kind of robot suit. Oh my goodness, is this real? Oliver had never seen one of these before. The books were pretty cool. It was a whole bunch of animal books. And he laid out the robot suit on the ground, and then another little book fell out that looked like it was connected to the robot suit. As he opened it up, it was a whole bunch of pictures and stuff about different animals. That's pretty cool, Oliver said. As he turned each page was dedicated to learning about a certain kind of animal. Wow. And the closer he looked at all the magazines and books that were in this box, he figured out that it was like some kind of wildlife package or box or something, because everything had to do with creatures. This is so cool. And it's all really old. Old stuff can be pretty cool to find because A long time ago, they used to make things differently than they make them now. So they feel different and smell different. And when you read them, it sounds different even. But Oliver had a really fun time. He had a lot of favorite animals to read about. But as he was reading through this one book, he flipped over to a page that was about giant pandas. Do you know much about giant pandas? I don't know much either, but Oliver, he's an expert. He knows that pandas spend most of their day eating bamboo, and they can even do handstands. What? I didn't know that. As Oliver kept reading, he found another page that was pretty interesting. It talked about the robot suit. And I guess this robot suit was some kind of transforming device, or maybe, yeah, it's probably just pretend. But as he looked at the robot suit, it looked like it was going to be a perfect fit. Like maybe he could even put it on. Do you think he should try? Yeah, me too. Oliver picked it up. And first he put his feet in, kind of like a pair of pants. And he stepped in and pulled it over his chest and put his arms through the first sleeve and his other arm through the next sleeve. And then there was a place for it to kind of go over his head, and his head poked out. There wasn't a helmet or anything. Oh, wait, there it was. The helmet was still inside the box. This is so cool. Wow, Oliver found a really cool thing. I really wish I found it in my basement. Oliver put it all on, and as soon as he zipped up the back, it vibrated. Like the whole suit, it felt like it just turned on. As he put the helmet on over his head and over his eyes, he could see like a screen, like some kind of information. Like, look at that. Oliver was reading through the manual, and it looked like this suit could transform you into all kinds of different creatures. Wait a second, what? You mean to tell me that Oliver just found some kind of creature transforming suit? We need that on the spy team. I really hope Oliver joins the spy team. Well, as Oliver learned more and more about the suit, look at that. Right on his arm, yeah, kind of by his wrist, behind his hand, there was a dial. Do you know what a dial is? A dial is a button that you can turn. Yeah. And look, it's really old and dusty, but he brushed it off. And the dial had different notches on them. And it's like each notch was associated to a different creature. There were all kinds of different creatures. But there was one that really jumped out at him. Like the page that he was just reading about giant pandas, there was a picture of a panda on this dial. And he thought to himself, I wonder if this thing still works. I wonder if maybe I can turn this thing into some kind of panda suit. That would be pretty cool. He turned the dial towards the panda and clicked it into place, but nothing happened. Maybe it's too old to work. Oliver was a little frustrated, but wait a second. A little, like, red button started to blink. That wasn't blinking before. Wait, it's kind of dusty. Oliver brushed off the dust and accidentally pushed the button, and whoa! What just happened? Oliver said. All of a sudden, he was not in his basement anymore. Somehow, he'd been transported, and as he looked up around, he had been laying on the floor in like a... Wait a second! It's a jungle! As he was looking up around, and he was blinking his eyes and rubbing them with his hands, but... Oh my goodness. He is sitting in the middle of a rainforest, and... Wait, his hands look very furry. Hold on. Wait, what? As he looked around, he realized that it had worked. I'm a panda! To be continued. Wow, wasn't that an awesome first part to this adventure? Well, the second part to Oliver's Panda Adventure is found over on the Kids Animal Stories podcast. So right now, search for Kids Animal Stories on the podcast, either Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever, and so that you can hear what happens next to Oliver. Something crazy happens. There's poachers that are about to get him. But you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Eleni from Wisconsin, Macklin, Tava, Lenny, Ivy, and Cyrus from Minnesota, Everett and Rowan from Coston, BC, Canada, James and Rosemary from Massachusetts, and Elia from Israel. I'm so glad that you're all in our Kid Short Stories family and on the Spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure and on the part two of this story.